You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning. It was a tense day in Asia today in market trading. The Tokyo's largest market fell by more than 3% in the morning session, and there were similar falls in Hong Kong and South Korea. We're joined by Juliana Liu, a BBC business correspondent, coming to us from Singapore. Welcome, Juliana.
Thank you.
And clearly there's a lack of confidence in the way that the U.S. is handling the banking crisis here. What are they saying in Asia?
Absolutely. There is lack of confidence. And in fact, I've been watching the Asian markets even before they opened this morning. And when they opened, they initially tracked Wall Street. You know, Wall Street was down at levels we haven't seen for about 3 years. And that's where Asia started the day. Early on in the day, the MSCI index of Asian markets outside of Japan was down 5%. And if you look at where they are on the year, it's more in the high double digits. So tremendous selling in banking shares, tremendous selling in property. In Australia, for example, Macquarie Bank was down 23% earlier this morning. And these are the kinds of losses that we saw for most of the early trading day. In fact, the markets that closed relatively early here in Asia, Japan, Korea, and Australia all closed between 2 and 3% lower. But then we had the central banks in US and EU and Japan saying that they would pump all that money into the money markets. And that's finally when we started to see a turnaround. But this turnaround, you know, who knows how long it could last? It could just fizzle by tomorrow. There's a tremendous lack of confidence in the financial system. What we have now is a situation where banks are sitting on their money. Even banks that do have money are unwilling to lend to other banks, to consumers, to other businesses. Cash is really king right now. So the real fear is that the credit crunch that we've been seeing for the last year and a half will get much worse, and that it will spread to the real economy in terms of people lending to each other and not expanding their businesses.
And so you said that money has been pumped into some of the markets. Can you give us some specifics as to how officials in various countries have been responding?
Right. Well, I think, you know, they're all trying to do this in a coordinated way so that they're all acting together to try to restore confidence in financial markets. And again, we don't know, you know, in the long term how much confidence there is. But right now, it's the Federal Reserve, the European Central Bank, Bank of Japan, and also the Central Bank in Switzerland saying that they will give $180 billion and putting that into money markets so that if banks want to lend money, they can. They don't have to hoard it. So that's what they have said that they've done. The markets seem to like it. But long term, will the markets continue to be confident about the central bank's ability to keep doing this? We're not sure.
Well, Juliana, you mentioned cash is king. I guess that's really the big indicator here. Is there any sign whatsoever that aside from sitting on cash, that this money is finding any sort of safe haven in any kind of investment, even commodities?
Yes. Gold jumped yesterday in the States, and today in Australia, at least, we're seeing a lot of the mining stocks jump because, you know, obviously they're mining gold, copper, aluminium, different metals out of the ground. And so we are seeing some safe haven outlets for people. But, you know, for people, cash is really what they want. People are hoarding onto their cash. It makes them feel safe. But this is, you know, not good for the global economy. It's not good for people trying to expand their businesses.
No, you make the perfect point. Hoarding cash is basically the same as putting the brakes on the economy all across the world.
That's exactly, you know, what is happening. Actually, yesterday, you know, I'm based in Singapore. I went to the local office of AIG. You know, they sell insurance all over the world. In fact, AIG was actually founded in Shanghai in Asia, had its roots in Asia. And even with the U.S. government bailout of AIG, there were hundreds of people, old aunties, old uncles, who've been putting their life savings into insurance policies or other investments, even though they had heard that the insurer was bailed out. They had no confidence. They were all going to the AIG office trying to either get their money back or somehow make sure that they won't be losing all their money. So this is the kind of crisis of confidence that we're talking about. So, you know, even if the U.S. government decides or says it will bail out AIG, if people lose confidence and they take their money out, well, that's, in effect, same thing as a run on the bank.
Great story.
Psychology of fear. Juliana Liu, thank you.
Joining us now.
Juliana Liu is a BBC business correspondent, and she was reporting to us from Singapore.
That's a great story. I can see that picture of the sort of run on the bank there at AIG in China.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.